Okay, and before we wrap things up here on Boston Public Radio today, there is some major breaking news in the sports world here in Boston today. As you may already know, the Red Sox have announced that manager Bobby Valentine will not be returning next year. He will not be back with the Red Sox. And we've got Roger Abrams by phone with us right now, who's going to talk to us a little bit about this announcement, which came down just a little bit over an hour ago, I believe, today. Roger, thanks for being with us.
It should come as no surprise to anyone who has made it through this season that the Red Sox fired their manager. What is interesting is that they apparently waited a couple of hours. I would have thought they would have.
You thought it was going to happen 9 o'clock this morning.
They were on the plane last night, coming back from Yankee Stadium or something, or maybe they would have gone into the dugout. No, he was. It was a death watch, and the team itself really needs a reinvigoration that a new manager will give it.
So you said, you know, no surprise here, the Sox, with their worst record since 1965. This is the first time since 1934 that the Red Sox have fired a manager after only one season. How much of this blame goes to Bobby Valentine?
Well, he certainly carries some of the blame. And you have to remember, he had been out of the manager's role for a decade before he came into this. Boston is a tough place. Everyone will tell you that. The fans are very perceptive, and my goodness, in the last decade, they're so used to winning, which is very unusual for Boston fans, considered historically, and he was up against all kinds of challenges. There were 27 players that went on the disabled list who missed a total of about 1,500 games. That's really
tough circumstances.
That's tough, and he can't do that. On the other hand, you can't fire the whole team, although apparently we shipped a lot of them to Los Angeles. But he can't fire everybody, and so you fire the manager.
So what happens next here? I mean, there was a lot of controversy around Bobby's hiring in the first place. Ben Cherington, who's a new GM for the first time this year, by all accounts, it seemed like Bobby V was not his choice.
That's true.
Have gotten overruled. I think it's noteworthy that in the tweet, which was the first that I saw the Red Sox announcement, they said in the tweet that Bobby Valentine will not return, and they made a point of saying Ben Cherington will be leading the managerial search. Are they saying that that is ownership sort of saying, hey, we kind of screwed up here, we got to let Ben do his thing this time around?
Well, we have to remember, it's so easy to forget, that last September was a tragedy, a distinctive tragedy, generally known as the chicken and beer tragedy, where the team
tragedy
ate
for everybody but Popeyes,
the,
whose sales were through the roof.
It was impossible for the team to have not made the playoffs, but they figured out a way to do it. And so there was disarray, there was the loss of the great general manager to Chicago. That cost the team. It took quite a period of time before Valentine was in place. I don't suspect it's going to take that amount of time. This club is if I was going to be a manager in the major leagues, and I am available as long as I can teach my class. This is a good place to become manager. Because there's lots of money that's available. They're still selling out every game, although I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last.
Yeah.
This town loves its Sox, and so by comparison, you know, down in Tampa Bay, they're fighting for first place, and there's no one in the trap. So
yeah.
this is a good place, and there'll be a lot of people who will be interested. I think the Sox are going to try to pry John Farrell away from Toronto, and it may cost them something to do that, but that may be where they wanted to go. Maybe that was where Cherington wanted to go to begin with.
Yeah, a lot of rumors that was his top choice the first time around, John Farrell, who's managing right now with the Blue Jays. So you sort of hinted at this, Roger, with, you know, bringing up the chicken and beer scandal, here's my question. Can anybody make this right? And by this I say, in April, Bobby Valentine came in here with a team that was, as you say, in disarray. There were some questions about some of the players.
Yes.
And he came in, and in the first month of the season, he goes at Kevin Youkilis. And he said, I don't think he's physically or emotionally into the game, and he called him out. And when he did that, Valentine got his hand slapped.
Valentine
time got his hand. So can anybody come in and fix this?
I think people can come in and fix it. They can learn from... The key to life, of course, is not learning from your own mistakes. It's learning from other people's mistakes so that you don't have to repeat them. And I think people will learn from Bobby V's mistakes here to learn the terrain. The benefit of someone like Farrell is he knows the terrain, and he knows a lot of these guys. And there is talent. You have to look hard, but you can find talent on this team. I'm not going to trade Pedroia, and so I think that someone can turn it around. On the other hand, will we go back to the days where we made the playoffs every year? Will it be a repeat of 04 and 07? It's very hard to do that. It's a very long season, but there are resources. I think the management team is quite good. I think the ownership team is quite good. And certainly the fans will come out and they will root. So it's not time yet to sell your season tickets. It's time to remember that we are Sox through and through.
There it is. Well, there you have Roger Abrams from Northeast University Law School. He's published 5 books on the business and history of sports. Thank you for giving us your take. You seem hopeful, so we'll be hopeful.
Okay.
All right, that's going to do it for us on Boston Public Radio here today. We will, of course, be back tomorrow. For Callie Crossley, for Emily Rooney, and for Kara Miller, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III. Have a great afternoon.